Welcoming you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. And I gotta take off my virtual sunglasses here. They're just so bright. Anyway, we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us. Family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon on the link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great videos and stories and stuff there, and the latest update on the Lahaina fires and rescuing those animals and the changes that, or the disaster that happened after the disaster, which still hurts to think about it. But hopefully there'll be some changes made, and rescuers will be educated rescuers that know how to do it without disturbing the evidence, so to speak, and that it happens immediately and not weeks down the line, letting animals suffer and die. So please check that out, Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. And it's animals 24-7, I think, .org is their website. Check it out on Facebook. And so it's the last hour of this week's show. It is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday here on Animal World. And that means Dr. Nils Rasmussen is zooming in from his new home in Idaho. And if he's not out there chopping down trees or building gardens and all that stuff, he's here with us. And then we also have Sister Linda Rasmussen zooming in from outer space. And that's basically because we're gridlocked here around here with traffic today because of closures on the highways and sporting events. So we all stayed home. Nathan has to deal with it, though. And let's think good thoughts for Stacy, who is trying to drive through all of it to get to the Storm game right now. But I'm glad we got to connect with her earlier. Okay, then. So, you know, phone calls take priority, but from what I can tell, we have empty phone lines. So, we do have somebody on the line.
Yes,
no, we
do.
Don't.
Got Sue calling us from Bothell. Whenever you're ready.
Oh, all right. Well, okay. We'll get to Sue in just a moment. Okay, and I wanted to let you know that we have open phone lines, though. After we deal with Sue, if you would like to get in line and get the next slot, just give Nathan a call, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, or 888-298-5569. Okay, but before we can do that, because I just got the message, and woohoo, do we have some big, huge news. I mean, big, huge news. So we got any really, like, really hot celebration music, Nathan, that something really big? Because this is really special. And I'm talking about something's going down, and it's happening tonight. Okay, y'all know what goes. Yeah, Ooh. Let's see, and I'm going to have to, for a little while anyway, until we get to, yeah. Woohoo! Y'all know what's coming. Yeah.
This is your celebration.
Celebrate good times, come on.
Woohoo! Let's celebrate. All righty, this is for Natasha. Our Natasha. And I have mixed emotions. Should I tell you about it? Because you never know, we could get left in the dust. But I don't think so. But anyway, hot news. Our Natasha Venter, our talk with your animals or human loved ones on this side or the other, and feng shui and astrology and personal awareness coaching and all psychic stuff. Guess who's made the big time, folks? And she's making her premiere debut tonight, 10 o'clock Pacific time. I think it's the biggest nighttime radio show in the country, probably on the planet. Y'all remember Art Bell? Still around, coast to coast. I'm just delighted Natasha has made it to coast. She is on live. She's debuting tonight on coast to coast, Sunday, September 10th, 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. She wants us to know that she's very grateful and that it is happening. And gosh, I'm going to have to remind myself, I don't often listen to coast, but remember Art Bell and all of his great stories and all of that. Well, I think, what is it? George Norrie now, isn't he the host mm-hmm. of Coast to Coast yeah. now? And they still do all kinds of incredible stuff, but I think they, and they've been long running. And I believe that you access coast to coast here in our local area. I believe they're on Cairo. But anyway, Natasha, 10 p.m. tonight on coast to coast. Woohoo! So everybody, stay up late. If you're if you're like me, a night person, just remember to turn on the radio. I'm going to have to work on making sure I have reception, but normally I can pick Cairo up here, and especially at night. So let's all tune in for our own Natasha Venter. We can say we knew her when. Okay, how cool is that? So anyway, congratulations, Natasha.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's huge.
It's a celebration.
Woohoo! All righty. Now that we've taken care of that, I mean, isn't that exciting? Wow.
That's great.
Okay. Yeah, that's really exciting. All right. So now I will calm down and we are going to head to Bothell and welcome Sue to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen. How can they help you today, Sue?
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Hi. I wanted to get a tune-up on both my kitties. Zoe's a brown tabby with a kinky tail, and Jody Joy is a small tabby in white. And Zoe's doing well, Dr. Nels, but I just want to keep her that way.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Dr. Nels, you shouldn't have any trouble tuning in to these kids because you've worked on them before. But you said, Sue, that Zoe is doing pretty good right now?
Yeah.
And so we just need to tune up to make sure we keep everything in good balance. Dr. Nels is checking in. And then we also, you mentioned Jody. Anything going on with Jody?
No, she's her usual self.
Okay, so
I've tuned in and Jody Joy jumped up and said me me me.
Oh, okay, so
she
butted her way into line here.
Yeah,
huh?
So that's the one that's getting the first tune up here, and I've found some things to do. It's not the typical basic reset, but it's something that will help balance her energy. So
isn't
we're doing that
interesting that you because you mentioned Zoe first, and then you know Jody Joy was kind of left with. She says no, do me first, and sure enough, Dr. Yeah. Nels is finding something to do.
Yep.
So Nels, you're good with connection on both of them, so you can work on the kitties, and I can
yes, indeed.
Them. All right, so then Sue, I'm going to turn you over to Linda, get okay. you tuned up. Okay. All right, Linda, you're in charge.
All right. Well, good morning, Sue.
Morning.
Okay. So just going to have you think the sky is blue. The sky is blue.
The sky is blue. I can confirm that.
And then bring a person that you have had on your mind a lot lately into your thoughts. And just let me know, do you have somebody in your mind right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so thinking of them, noticing how you feel as you're thinking about them. And then setting that person outside your thoughts, focusing on the feeling of loneliness.
Loneliness.
And we're going to replace loneliness with the feeling of stable. So now you're just focused on stable.
Stable.
Stable,
okay. Stable and the number three. Your eyes are closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. And take a deep breath into the abdomen, holding your breath in as long as you comfortably can, getting a new breath as soon as you need to. Just repeat inhaling, holding the breath in, releasing as soon as you need to, thinking stable, three.
All right, Sue, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right side of your forehead. You've taken in a deep breath, and you're going to hold it as long as you comfortably can. Let it release it whenever you need to, replacing it and holding, repeating that process, thinking stable, the number three. Stable, three. Stable. Three.
Perfect. Breathe normally and with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then bring the person that you were thinking about back into your thoughts, just noticing how you feel right now. And that is complete. And the affirmation is, I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of stable.
Okay.
I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of stable. You got that, Sue?
Yep.
All righty. And then, and I want to say thank you. You know, I've told you in the past that I know what Dr. Nels is doing because his hands were above the desk and all of that. And then when he got on Zoom, he moved his camera so I could see his hands. Well, Linda shifted a little bit. I never knew what she was doing because her hands were always below the desk, but she's now moved them up so I can actually see. So I can tell when you're working now. That's really cool. it's like a little distraction. Like, okay, Linda's working on the head, or Linda's. So anyway, that's new for me, and I appreciate that. That's cool. All right. So Dr. Nels, it looked like you were able to do a balancing for both Jody Joy and Zoe.
Yes, they both know about. They both got their tune-ups. Zoe needed a little bit of extra energy pumping for her chest. I don't know what's going on. Just energetically, things were kind of sluggish in there, heart, lungs area. So I pumped that up a little bit, but they both got great tune-ups.
All righty.
Cool. Thank you so much.
You bet.
All righty. So you good, Sue?
I'm great. Thank you.
All righty, we'll enjoy this lovely Sunday afternoon, and we will talk to you again next time.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All righty. We have got open phone lines and would love to hear from you if you'd like a remote treatment with Linda or Dr. Nils Rasmussen or both is what usually happens around here. All you got to do is pick up your phone, 425-373-5527. That's local, 425-373-5527. And toll free is 1-888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. And email, of course, is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then, and look at that. Might be able to hit this exactly on time. So let's take care of advertisers for the first time in this hour. We'll come back and let's do current events if we don't have any callers before we get into chatting. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Miss a show on KKNW? Check out 1150kknw.com for podcasts of many of our programs. That's 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are approaching midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And gosh, we heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com, NuProSupplements.com, great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we would love to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers. And all you got to do is give me a call or shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. If you need to reach me after the show about advertising, or if you'd like a telephone evaluation, want me to help you with your dog friends and solving problems quickly, just give Aunt Martha a call, 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. And we'll do it again. We also heard from our wonderful Natasha Venter. So Natasha, of course, will be in the studio with us next week. if we can fit her in. I don't know. Her head might be too big, but I think she's grown beyond that. She's making the big time tonight. I told you she debuts on Coast to Coast with George Norrie. Well, I'm assuming he's hosting tonight at 10 p.m. Coast to Coast. And I'm looking on the message here. I think locally here it's Cairo Radio, but wherever you are, apparently you can access it live at coasttocoastam.com. coasttocoastam.com. All right, I'll say that again when we get to current events. Just so you know, Natasha, you can check her out at angelicclarifications.com. And remember, she does her podcast, Every Day with an Angel, on Mondays and Wednesdays at 4 p.m. So you can access that podcast on Mondays and Wednesdays through her YouTube channel, which is Natasha Venter AC. Natasha Venter AC. 4 p.m. Mondays and Wednesdays. And then, of course, tonight on Coast to Coast at 10 p.m. All righty, then. Let us go ahead and get back to the phones. And we will welcome Priscilla back to Animal World. Good morning, Priscilla. You're live with Linda and Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What can they help you with today?
Well, I could use a tune-up. I have two rescue cats, and a dog, Olivia, that Dr. Nils has works on a regular basis with her, but she's having some incontinence lately. I don't know.
Okay, so well,
incontinence with Olivia, and she's the dog. And Dr. Nils, Priscilla says you've worked with, so you can tune in.
Yep, I can tune in to Olivia really easily. The cats, I get mixed up with her cats. So give me the names of your cats, Priscilla, so I get it right.
Fern and Lily, and they're both rescues. They're
yes, Fern
adorable.
And Lily.
Now, what does Fern look like? What color is she?
She's kind of I don't know how to describe her. She's kind of a light grayish, and she's got the extra thumbs, and she's real sweet.
Okay, and then what color is Lily?
Lily's a semi-tabby.
A sort of tabby. Dr. Nils, does that help you get a connection with the two of these, or do you need
yes.
more?
Yes, that's good enough. Yeah, that'll work great.
All right.
So, well, I'm going to tune in. Let me, and I'll tell you. Let's see. Okay, it looks like we're going to go with that's Lily or Louie. I'm still working on that.
Lily. Both females. Yes.
Okay, Lily. All right, Lily. There we go. Got it. All right. Lily's demanding to be first. We'll go there.
She's been kind of spooked lately. She's
pushing
nervous.
Her way to the front of the line. So you're going to start with Lily and then do the other two, right?
Oh, right.
Now, is it? Can we go to Linda and have her work on Priscilla now?
Let's do that.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Priscilla, I'm assuming you would like a session with Linda, right?
Yeah, I've done that with Linda a few times. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
All right, so Linda, you're in charge. Linda. You can take over with Priscilla.
It's good to hear your voice, Priscilla.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm going to invite you just to think about a blue sky. Just the sky is blue. And bring to mind an unresolved situation, something in your life that you would like to have resolved. And if there's more than one, just selecting one you want to focus on right now. You have something in mind, Sue?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Priscilla. Okay, so focusing on that and noticing, Priscilla, how you feel as you think about that unresolved situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then setting all of that aside, focusing on the feeling of giving. The feeling of giving.
Feeling of giving. Feel. of giving.
And then we're going to replace giving with the feeling of satisfied. And the number two. So satisfied two is the way to focus the mind. Satisfied two. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. Your breathing is going to be to take a deep breath in and then exhale completely, holding the breath out as long as you comfortably can. And just let it back in as soon as you need to. Just repeating, exhaling, holding the breath out, thinking satisfied too.
All right, Priscilla, you've got your eyes closed. And behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right side of your forehead. Taking in a deep breath and then exhaled it completely out, holding your breath out as long as you comfortably can, but then breathing in again and then breathing out and holding out again, and repeat that process all the while thinking satisfied, the number two. Satisfied two. Satisfied two.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Priscilla. And then with your eyes open, gently tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head come to a comfortable position, and then bring that unresolved situation back into your thoughts. And that is complete.
Yay.
And the affirmation is, you're welcome. I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of satisfied. And so you'll just be thinking that as often as you can and just allowing yourself to notice all the different ways that you feel satisfied that are big or very small.
Mm. All right. Okay. Now, Dr. Nels looks like he's still working on somebody.
Right. I'm working on Olivia, and it came through as Linda was finishing up with Priscilla that this affirmation, Priscilla, is also, it's really good when you're doing it for yourself to be sure and, you know, actually do it plenty, because that vibration is going to be helping Olivia as well.
Ah,
great.
Okay.
Satisfying.
So you will not only be doing the affirmation for yourself, but you're also going to be positively influencing Olivia's situation.
Yeah, as you change your energy to the feeling of satisfied, it will imbue her with that energy as well. So that will be great for her. Mm-hmm. And let's see what else I need to do here. We're still working on Olivia. She's got a couple more points I need to connect here. The cats just, they needed some tune-ups, and they got them, and that'll be great. Hopefully, you'll notice them being happier and perhaps more energetic.
And I'm going to ask here, related to Olivia, Dr. Nels, because Priscilla mentioned that she'd recently become some incontinent.
It's not so much recent. It's been an ongoing issue.
Okay. Then, and that's a fairly common problem we can see with female dogs. Usually they're a little on the older side, but I think you have some experience working with this, and you found this neuroenergetic balancing to be beneficial in these cases, and have you been able to help them?
In most cases, yes. And Olivia's an interesting one, because we started out with her. She was totally paralyzed on her back end.
So she
was dragging around with no control, and you know, it was really bad. We got her to the point where, you know, she's mobile. Her control issues with her bladder have been, you know, ongoing. Sometimes it'll be good for a while and then sometimes not. Mm-hmm. And so we try to keep her tuned up on a monthly basis to help her keep that
wonderful control.
Yeah. So that's why I've had a lot of experience with Olivia, because, you know, not all dogs get the couple of sessions and their problems just fixed forever. You know, sometimes they need ongoing help, and this is one of those.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, and our animals, provide a great service to the humans they live with. My experience has been that the wild animals tend to take on and reflect back the energy of the mass consciousness. That's of everybody's thinking in the area that they live. But our domestic animals tend to pick up, process, reflect back what's going on with the humans that they live with. So it is real important that, you know, when our animals have stuff going on, to know that it probably isn't totally unrelated to you. And sometimes it's more strongly related to the human than not. But it's always a good idea to take really good care of yourself. And because a lot of times we'll bend over backwards and sacrifice all kinds of things to help our animal friends, but we end up not taking really good care of ourselves. And this is the big reason why it's important to do that. And especially another reason why when Dr. Nails works on the animals, Linda works on the human part of the equation, because it's all connected. And, you know, the normal flows from human to animal.
Yeah. Yeah. That transference thing is a big issue for a lot of animals. And no different here with Olivia. She's definitely tuned into you, Priscilla. So taking good care of yourself is important.
Now you're doing some energy pumping again, Dr. Nell. So what are you doing?
I'm working with her kidneys a bit. I'm not entirely sure if Olivia's situation is purely bladder control, but that she may have a overproduction of urine, you know? I found that her kidneys were out of balance, which is what clued me into that could be also part of her situation.
All right. But you're working on it.
I worked on that. Yes. Got those pumped up and should be tuned up and working a little more efficiently. And that looks like what I can do here today.
Excellent.
Great.
Excellent.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Yes.
You bet.
All right. So you're good.
Really relates. Yeah. I really feel that.
Okay. Good.
Wonderful. All right. So thanks for calling in, Priscilla. And we'll think good thoughts for Olivia and Fern and Lily.
Thank you so much, Linda and Nils and Martha. Thank you so much. I just love you guys.
Well, right, we love you too. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening and calling in. And remember, Natasha's on Coast to Coast tonight.
Yes.
I think I don't remember any of our other guests making it to Coast to Coast. But so anyway, that's a big deal. All righty. Thanks, Priscilla. Right. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you, guys. All righty. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. All righty. Well, I'd say it looks like phone lines are open, but we're running out of time to be able to do another call. So let's go ahead and take care of our advertisers a smidge early. Then we'll continue and do current events, so I make sure we get that in. Then we'll have the rest of the time we can chat with Linda and Dr. Nils and find out more updates about the middle of nowhere where he lives now. In the heat and the ice cube cold. I can't, below zero? Really? Oh, and they chose to go there. Okay. All righty. Somebody's got to live there, but not me. All righty. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Broaden your horizons. You'll be amazed at all the topics we cover on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon, and then every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And once again, we heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen and his Healing Ministry for Animals. I'm assuming, Dr. Nels, that you still prefer that people contact you through the website, healingministryforanimals.com.
That's certainly the best way, but if they can't do that, they can always call me at 425-238-2668.
That's 425-238-2668. So it's okay to use the phone. Does your satellite cover your phone too over there? Or do you
it pretty much has to. I have to tie in my phone to my internet connection through the Starlink, because the connection phone wise is really, really poor. So I go through the Wi-Fi. Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. So, and you're all set up and ready. And even though you're busy, doing lots of stuff, on your property, you have to pay for it. So you're ready and eager and willing to work in between your big projects over there, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I've carved out, definite times in the week where I'm available for helping people. And, I'm seeing clients already pretty regularly, and I still got room for some more.
Yep. And I've got a regular, you know, my regular session for me and my animals set up with Dr. Nels done, and we've done our first Zoom session, and that was very cool. There's all this technology stuff and Zooming business. I think it really does help. I mean, I don't feel as disconnected with you as I would have, you know, with you moving so far away, when we can do this kind of stuff.
Right.
And it certainly makes doing this radio show a whole lot easier when we can Zoom in instead and have to do it all by the phone, and we can't see each other. And it's anyway, this is a fun way to do it.
Yeah.
And I got to sleep in a little later. So woohoo.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you don't ever have to make the drive anymore.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of be hard to do. You know, what is it, a 9-hour drive?
Yeah, take 9 hours. Yeah.
Linda, have you been over to visit Dr. Nels' his new place yet?
No, I was going to wait for them to get more settled, and hopefully by, you know, maybe next year when the snow melts, I can get them.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so you're going to wait till after the first snowfall and all of that. Okay.
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, I'm broadcasting from the only spare bedroom, so it's kind of a challenge for people to stay here. And I am going to be getting my office. We're remodeling the garage, and it's going to have an office and a pantry and shop and all the things we need. So that will be wonderful.
And I said, are you doing all that work yourself?
Fortunately, we have found a good contractor over here. And,
oh, you have? Okay.
Yeah. And so we're getting, they're giving us bids on all kinds of stuff. And we've been pleased with the, you know, the amount of money they want. It's not crazy money like you have to spend in Seattle.
Wonderful.
So,
wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're getting some fair amount of the work done. I do some stuff myself, but when it's a big job, I like to hire because they get it done so fast.
I remember those great videos you put out because didn't you had a big old barn or something that you actually knocked down and you figured out where to make the cuts and then you had the video where you just pushed it over.
I just gave it a little tap and it fell over.
Yeah, that was very cool. And then did you just get rid of that or did you rebuild something?
Because we rebuilt my son-in-law in particular, we rebuilt that whole area, and of course now we sold it, so
yeah, right. You fixed it all up beautiful and the property's perfect and then you guys got bored.
Yeah, that's right, we ran out of stuff to do.
So they had to move to the middle of nowhere because remember, there's a sign right at the edge of their property that says, you know, end of civilization.
Yeah, welcome to the end of the universe.
So aren't we glad that I didn't realize about Starlink, you know, because you had told me about it and I was glad that you had it and, you know, we could communicate. But I didn't realize that's an Elon Musk thing.
It's an Elon Musk thing. Yes, it is.
So I guess it's one of the first things that I can be grateful to Elon Musk for.
What I like about it is it seems to work.
That's a good thing. It gets us here. So there's something to really like about that. It's just, I'm not even going to go there. Anyway, so let's see. Last thing to just touch base is remember that Jude Ponton is available for remote sound healing, chiropractic, gongs, acutonic forks, acupuncture if you need it. But the acutonics is so much more powerful. Linda's nodding because she does it too. So check out Jude Ponton at whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or just give her a call, 206-706-2836. All righty, how about, before we run out of time, let's take care of current events. Well, we've actually got some new stuff here on current events. Now, we've had this for a while, so I'm not starting with a new one, but Northwest Stream Center, South Everett, McCollum Park, all about bats. It's one of their most popular presentations, and it features lovely Cleopatra and Sally Bat that come with Barbara Ogard, the Bat Lady from Sarvey Wildlife, and that's going to be October 13th. At 7 p.m. Check them out, streamkeeper.org. You need to call and make a reservation, 425-316-8592. All righty. Now, Positive Alliance. They've got, and this will be coming up next Saturday. You're invited to the end of the summer soiree. Home is where the heart is. On September 16th, it's 4 to 6 p.m. in North Seattle at a private residence, probably a really fancy one. This event will support their efforts to increase adoptions of shelter animals in Washington, as well as increase access to spay and neuter surgeries and help keep pets with their loved ones. The guests that attend this event will meet two special guests, their newest adoptable Why Not Me Pets, who's making their debut, as well as their friend and partner, Jill Servais, who is the wife of Seattle Mariners manager, Scott Servais. So if you would like to meet Jill and be a part of this event, tickets are $50 and can be purchased at positivealliance.org/events. Positivealliance.org. It's positive, P-A-W-S, positivealliance.org/events. Or you can call 206-486-4PET. 206-486-4PET. All righty. And then I got another fundraising stuff. And gosh, we haven't featured these gals before. But these are fundraisers for the Equine Aid, which is the horse and donkey rescue out here in Monroe. We've featured them a bunch in the past. So this is 40-something cowgirls is the group. And I happen to know one of those 40-something cowgirls. And they... their 40-something Cowgirls Marysville is holding their second annual Equine Aid fundraiser, and it's going on in a bunch of Saturdays coming up. Their booth will be on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it supports Equine Aid, nonprofit 501c3, Equine Sanctuary. Donations help care to feed the animals in the sanctuary. And they'll be selling raffle tickets for one of two horse pedestals, plus handcrafted pottery, bridle charms, and a lot of stuff to available for purchase. Proceeds go to support the sanctuary. Cash donations will also be accepted. And dates and locations. Next Saturday, the 16th, they'll be at Coastal Farm and Ranch on Highway 2 in Monroe. Also on September 16th, they'll be at the Co-op Supply, 8323 State Avenue in Marysville, and September 30th at Tractor Supply, Smoky Point Boulevard in Arlington. All right, so I think that pretty much covers everything on current events. So we're good. I already told you Mercury planet is still in retrograde, and I think we can feel fortunate that we didn't have any more snafu communication stuff than we did today. We got all those bugs worked out early in the show. But it is stationed to go direct on Thursday afternoon, the 15th. I think is that I might be. No, Friday afternoon is the 15th. Friday afternoon, 1 something, I think, is when it goes direct. And then it takes 2 to 4 days or so for the energies to balance. So I'm just delighted to know that it's coming up and going to be over soon. All righty. So, Dr. Nils, and Linda, we've just got a few minutes here so we can, chat. But I'm curious to know, Dr. Nils, I hadn't realized until you started posting these videos and the photographs. I kind of thought that when you left Darrington, because you had such a lovely place and you'd torn down and built and landscaped and all this great stuff, I kind of just assumed that you'd get something similar where you're going. But I guess you guys were really bored because you did move out into the middle of nowhere. And from what I can tell, there's a pond there, but it was completely overgrown. And then there's a house and pretty much everything is like raw land, property, trees and woods and stuff. I didn't even see any open areas, but it looks like you're really working like crazy. So give us an idea of, where are you and what are you doing?
Okay, well, out here east of Kooski in the hills at 2,700 feet. So we're up a little bit. And we do have a nice flat spot to the south side of the house. That's where you saw the image of the raised beds that I...
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Martha and I are assembling those and going to be filling them up with a lot of pond plants. The pond was so overgrown with vegetation down in the water that I'm going out with my little boat and I'm actually using a garden rake and grabbing great clumps of these pond plants and throwing them into the boat. And then I ferry them to the land and then into the cart that goes up to the garden, and we throw them in these raised beds because it's very nutritious stuff.
Oh, so you're not going to grow the pond plants. You're using the pulled out pond plants as kind of fertilizer or nutrition
It'll be, kind of like a green manure crop that's been growing like mad in the pond. And I made the discovery the other day that we have leeches.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know. Okay. What we used to use? I don't know, centuries or how long ago it was for bloodletting, I think is what.
Exactly,
wasn't there a time in our evolution where medicine thought that they would put leeches on people that would suck the blood
and that would purify bad humor out. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. So you have leeches like in the pond?
In the pond, yes. I discovered, I thought I was getting bit by spiders in the tall grass because I had these bites on my legs. And then the other day I got out after being wading around in the pond for an hour, more than an hour. And I get out and Martha looks down and she says, "What's that on your leg?" And I kind of brushed it, it fell off. And she goes, "Oh, that's a leech." And I'm like, is that what they did? I'd never seen one before, much less had one on me. And again, yeah, of course, there's blood running down my leg because, you know, it opened a hole, right?
Oh, wow. Wow.
So, yeah, it very interesting to realize, oh, I've got not only an overabundance of pond plants, but leeches as well.
So I don't know, does that indicate, is that a problem? Because obviously you're in and out of there, and do you do anything to get rid of them, or you just learn to live with them, or what do you do?
No, we're not gonna live with them too well. We're gonna once I clean up the pond a bit more, we're gonna stock some fish in there because fish will eat them. Yes.
Oh.
And it almost doesn't matter what kind of fish. I've been reading up on this and it's like everything wants to eat leeches except me.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So,
you know, a little rainbow trout or something?
Well, we don't know for sure. I'm thinking more of the fish like bluegill or crappie or I don't know. I don't like bass, so I don't want bass. Maybe some trout. Yeah, who knows?
You could grow giant Mongo goldfish.
Yeah. We.
You know, that are that all out. Places where they're not supposed to be, you know, and they pull them out of like Lake Superior and they're like 50
Well, it's very important that we screen the outflow of our pond because it's spring fed, water goes out the other end. So we have to screen it so that we don't disperse bad things into the environment. So we have to work with the fisheries people to make sure we do it right.
All right. Well, that's great. It sounds like you got your work cut out for you.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't wait after the show. I'm going to go back to the video you sent out. And folks, if you aren't on Dr. Nil's email mailing list, you want to get on the mailing list because not only does he send, you know, great videos of before and after shots of the cases he works on and so forth, he sends an occasional update on his new place in Kuski at the middle of nowhere. And at the edge of civilization, and you can see the progress. And even in the one you sent this morning, I just had to could watch it quickly during a commercial break. And boy, you've made a lot of progress so far. You guys are working really hard.
Yeah, we're going like mad. And I also put a couple of testimonials that just came in the last week from some of my clients who get distance work done. So they'll All be right. good reading as well.
Okay, and what's the best way for folks to get on your mailing list?
Well, then go to the website, healingministryforanimals.com, and see if my pop-up comes up. It should come up in about 30 seconds, and then you can sign up. It has, you know, ask you if you want to sign up for the newsletter. If not, you can just click on the contact us button and just send me a little message saying, hey, I'd like to get your newsletter, and then I will get you signed up for that.
All right. Sounds good. And then I'm curious, Linda, we talked about a bit early in the show, something we haven't done before, but we mentioned this family best. Mm-hmm. So apparently that's your field of expertise. People can. So if somebody's listening and thinking, well, yeah, I've called in, but I have a family that needs help too. Mm-hmm. So the best thing for people to just call you to investigate that. Is there information on your website or what?
Contact me through the website, verticalenergyworldwide.com. There's a contact page there. They can get to me that way, or they can just call or text 206-841-1992 and just say, I want to know more about Family Best.
All right. Sounds great. All right. So we are about out of time here. Just got to let you know next week is the third Sunday and it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, feng shui, personal awareness coaching and all the psychic stuff with Natasha Venter. Now, it's provided she's still speaking to us, she'll be here next week, but her feet may be a few inches off the ground because her big news is be sure you tune to Coast to Coast coasttocoastam.com or your local radio station that runs Coast to Coast, Natasha will be premiering tonight at 10 p.m. on coasttocoastam.com. And next week, of course, she'll be in, and we would love to hear from you with your questions for either one of us or for a personal reading with Natasha. All righty, you guys. Looks like, Dr. Nils, and you got to take a break because it's the first Seahawks game today.
Ooh.
And I think it's about 1 o'clock, maybe, but it's right after the show. It's local. And anyway, I think they're going to have a really fabulous team this year. So I think we all want to tune in for good Seahawks stuff. All righty, Nathan's saying, get the heck out of Dodge. I got other shows to do. So, Nathan, thank you so much for all your help. Good luck, Stacy, and good luck to the storm. And Seahawks, thank you, Dr. Nils. Thank you, Linda. We'll see you again next month. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week. Mm-hmm.